thinking of the Hungry Ear and looking back on the process and the putting of it together, I guess I hadn't realized until later how much it was about feeling satisfied and sustenance. Sustenance, I think, courses through both food, of course, but also through what poetry offers us. It offers us a place that feeds many parts of us that we don't see fed other places. Much as I love TV and movies and the sort of distractions and pleasures of modern life, there's nothing like that primal pleasure of a great meal, maybe some wine and some good friends, and across from that, poetry too. You know, somehow that binds it all together for me. This is a poem called The Preserving. It's a poem set in rural Louisiana a few decades ago, spoken in the voice of someone who might be my mother. Summer meant peeling. Peaches, pears, July, all carved up. August was a tomato dropped in boiling water. My skin coming right off. And peas, Lord, after shelling all summer, if I never saw those green fingers again, it would be too soon. We'd also make wine, gather up those peach scraps, put them in jars, and let them turn. Trick was enough air. Eating something boiled each meal, my hair in coils by June 1st, Mama could barely reel me in from the red clay long enough to wrap my hair with string. So tight, I couldn't think. But that was far easier to take care of. Lasted all summer, like ashy knees. One Thanksgiving, while saying grace, we heard what sounded like a gunshot. Ran to the back porch to see peach glass everywhere. Reckon someone didn't give the jar enough room to breathe. Only good thing about them saving days was knowing they'd be over, that by Christmas afternoons turned to cakes. Coconut yesterday, fruitcake today, fresh kashaw pie to start tomorrow. On Jesus' day, we'd go house to house tasting each family's peach brandy. You know you could stand only so much, a taste. Time we weaved back, it had grown cold as war. Huddling home, clutching each other in our handed-down hand-me-downs, we felt we was dying like a late fire. We prayed those homemade spirits would warm most way home.